Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subweight vocal texture blueprint in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes with that old school jungle and DNB feeling. And right away, I want to make one thing clear. This is not about creating a main vocal hook. We're designing a haunted, rhythmic, weighty texture that lives behind the drums and bass, adds identity, and makes the track feel like it exists in a real room. Think of it like this. The vocal is part ghost, part tape haze, part broken club reflection. It's there to glue the breaks together, to add tension before the drop, and to give the mix that late-night, industrial, fobby atmosphere. In jungle and darker DNB, that kind of sample personality is a huge part of the sound. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a vocal source that has character. Don't go for a polished song line here. You want breath, consonants, maybe a little room noise, something spoken or whispered that can survive heavy processing. If you're recording your own, keep it close and dry. Try a few quick takes, whispered, half-spoken, chest voice, and one or two vowel-heavy phrases. Things like smoke in the room, move through the dark, or even a single word like subweight can work really well. Once you have the best take, drop it onto an audio track and warp it immediately. If you're stretching or pitching it, Complex Pro is a great starting point. If you want a grainier, more sliced-up feel, Beats can work too. Keep the phrase short, maybe one or two bars, and loop a useful fragment. We are looking for something that can become a texture, not a performance. Now we're going to split the sound into two main layers using an audio effect rack. Create one chain called Core and one called Ghost. This is where the whole blueprint starts to become useful, because we're thinking in layers of perception, not just layers of sound. One layer should read as human, one is space, and one is movement. On the Core chain, start with EQ8, then Auto Filter, then Saturator. The first job is to make the vocal fit into a DNB mix without fighting the kick, snare, or sub. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so you clear out unnecessary low end. If it feels boxy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the articulation disappears, give it a gentle lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz. And if it sounds too modern or glossy, roll off the top somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. After that, use auto filter to shape the overall tone. A low pass somewhere around 2.5 to 6 kHz is often enough to push it back into the fog. Don't make it too bright. In old school jungle and darker rollers, the drums need the upper bite, the bass needs the deep floor, and the vocal texture should live in that mid-range haze zone. Then add saturator. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to bring out a bit of density and harmonics so the vocal feels more grounded. Just enough drive to make it feel like it belongs in the track. Now for the subweight illusion. And this is important. We're not literally adding sub to a vocal that usually just creates mud. Instead, we make it feel weighty through harmonic reinforcement in the low mids. Add drum bus after the saturator and keep it subtle. A little drive, very little boom unless you really need it, and just a touch of crunch if the source is too clean. Then add utility and narrow the stereo image on this core layer. If the recording is wide, bring it down toward mono. This keeps the focus solid and controlled. If you want even more depth, duplicate that core chain and add frequency shifter on the duplicate. Move the fine amount only a little, maybe plus or minus 5 to 20 Hz, and keep the mix low underneath the main layer. That tiny drift creates a sense of unstable pressure. It feels haunted without obviously sounding like an effect. Now we move to the ghost chain. This layer is where we create distance, decay, and that broken warehouse reflection. Add Redux, Echo, Reverb, Autopan, and EQ8 at the end. Redux gives you the degraded, sample-turned-memory feel. Keep the bit reduction moderate, maybe around 10 to 14 bits, and don't overdo the downsampling. You want grime, not digital collapse. Next, Echo. Use a short feedback amount and sync it to something like 1/8D or 1/16. Filter the highs so the repeats don't splash across the whole mix. The goal is for the echo to feel like it's bouncing off metal walls or a concrete room, not like a glossy delay effect. Then reverb. Keep the decay in a controlled range, something like 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, with a short pre-delay or none at all if you want it tight. High cut the top end and low cut the bottom so the reverb becomes atmosphere instead of wash. In this style, reverb is a texture layer, not the main event. After that, autopan can add hidden motion. A slow rate, low amount, and phase at zero gives you a tremolo-like pulse that makes the ghost layer breathe. That hidden rhythmic movement is one of the things that can make a loop feel alive even when the phrase itself is simple. Finish the ghost chain with EQ8. High pass it around 180 to 250 Hz, low pass at around 5 to 8 kHz, and notch any harsh buildup in the upper mids, if needed. Solo this layer and it should sound a bit ugly in a useful way. If it sounds too pretty, you've probably left too much clean information in there. Now that the tone is built, let's make it rhythmic. Duplicate the vocal clip and start slicing it into D&B phrasing. You can use sliced a new MIDI track if you want more control, or just chop the audio manually. For this style, 1/16 chops give urgency, 1/8 notes give space, and the occasional off-grid placement adds swing and tension. This is where you start thinking like a drummer and a sound designer at the same time. Put a vocal stab after the snare. Let a phrase tail answer a break fill. Leave a little silence before the kick comes back in. That call and response relationship is what makes the vocal feel locked into the rhythm instead of pasted on top. A useful 16-bar structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 4, sparse intro fragments. Bars 5 to 8, a whispered response every couple of bars. Bars 9 to 12, a denser chopped motif with more automation. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter and increase the delay so the texture builds into the drop. That kind of phrasing works really well in jungle and old-school D&B, because the listener feels the movement even before the bass fully lands. You can also transpose the clip a little if needed, but be careful. A drop of -3 to -7 semitones can darken the sound, but too much and it starts to hollow out. If you want more menace, use subtle format-like movement through filtering and slight frequency shifting rather than huge pitch drops. Now let's add slow movement. In darker D&B, a texture should evolve over time. It shouldn't just sit there. You can do this with clip automation and stock devices. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it moves between roughly 2.5 kHz and 9 kHz across the phrase. Bring echo feedback up in transition bars. Increase reverb dry/wet just before a drop. Narrow the width in dense sections and widen it in breakdowns. If you want a more unstable, haunted quality, automate the frequency shifter very slowly over 8 bars. Just tiny movement is enough. We're talking about a subtle drift, not an obvious sci-fi pitch sweep. The listener should feel an ease, not hear a special effect. Now here's a big one. Make room for the break. The vocal texture should never smear over the snare or steal the attack from the drums. If it's too sustained, add a gate or a compressor. A gate can help the phrase close between hits, and a sidechain compressor from the snare or drum bus can tuck the vocal down just enough on impact. Even 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction can make a huge difference. That little bit of space keeps the break sharp, while the vocal still breathes behind it. At this point, print the sound. Resample it. This is one of the best habits you can build in D&B production. Create a new audio track, route the processed vocal texture into it, and record a few passes. Do one dryish pass, one with heavy delay and reverb, one with stronger automation, and one with chopped variations. Then chop those resamples into playable pieces. You can load them into simpler in slice mode, or keep them as audio clips for the arrangement. This gives you a mini texture library you can trigger later for intros, drops, fills, and breakdowns. If your CPU starts sweating, freeze and flatten a pass. Commit to the sound. A lot of great D&B production is about choosing strong versions and arranging them musically, not endlessly reprocessing one loop. Let's talk arrangement, because this is where the texture becomes a real part of the track. In a DJ-friendly intro, use a filtered version from bars 9 to 16, with break drums underneath and the low pass slowly opening. In the first drop, keep it sparse. Maybe just a couple of chopped vocal calls in the first 8 bars so the drums and bass stay dominant. In the breakdown, let the ghost tail and reverb widen out more. Then in the second drop, bring back a more degraded resample and automate it more aggressively. That contrast is key. Don't keep the vocal evolving all the time. Let it hold steady for a few bars, then open it up suddenly. In underground D&B, space is impact. A single short tag appearing only once every 2 bars can hit harder than a constantly looping phrase. A couple of extra advanced moves can take this even further. One good trick is to make a parallel dirty chain. Duplicate the vocal. Crush the duplicate with Redux, Saturator, and EQ8, and blend it quietly under the cleaner main layer. That gives you grime without losing the articulation. Another strong move is micro-pitch stacking. Duplicate the clip, detune one copy slightly up and one slightly down, and keep both low in the mix. That creates a thick, unstable chorus-like body without sounding glossy. You can also split the processing into bands. Keep a low mid chain for weight and a high air chain for space. Process the low mid with saturation and the top with delay and reverb. That way the vocal stays heavy, while only the top breathes outward. And if you want a really useful underground trick, Print a broken version on purpose. Let one pass be slightly misaligned, more degraded, a little uglier than you think is correct. Very often, that broken pass ends up being the most usable layer in the final track. Before we wrap up, here's the core mindset to keep in place. Keep the sub and the vocal emotionally separate. Let the bass own the deep floor. Let the vocal own the fog, grit, and human signal. That separation is what makes the mix feel heavy instead of cloudy. If the vocal is fighting the bass, reduce the low end, narrow the core layer, and let the ghost layer do the atmospheric work. So the formula is simple but powerful. Choose a vocal with personality. Process it into a tight core and a degraded ghost. Shape it with EQ, filtering, saturation, and controlled degradation. Add rhythmic chops, automation, and resampling. Place it in the arrangement with purpose. And always protect the drums and sub, so the vocal enhances the groove instead of crowding it.